Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Perry with Premier Guitar. I'm here today with the dudes from Mastodon. I'm talking to Brent right now. What's going on, man? Thanks so much for meeting with us.
No problem.
I know we're kind of restricted on time here on stage, so I'll try to fill you guys in with as many still images and video B-roll as I can. But for right now, I guess let's talk about these super sweet Flying Vs.
All right, this is Kevin Burkett, Electrical Guitar Company guitar, EGC out of I think Pensacola, Florida, and. I just was first guy I ever found that could make me a Lucite V, so he got the job doing it.
Looks
and then
great.
Gibson, I called Gibson back in 2005. I was like, have you guys ever made a Silverburst custom Flying V? And they said, no. I said, well, what the hell's your problem then? And so they made me one.
They made me
pay very handsomely for it, but I have it. So there it is.
What kind of pickups did you order in the Gibson?
Those are the 57 Classics.
Very cool.
Yeah,
good.
Just like your basic, like, you know.
Humbucker.
Yeah.
What about these guys?
These are Kevin Burkett. Up the top one's a Kevin Burkett 14-ohm, like hot wound. This is the Brent Hines Hammer Claw put out by Lace. It's like a 12-ohm
cool.
Sustainer pickup.
So did you work with them in designing that? Or?
I did, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it more vintage voiced? Or
it's more
hotter?
Vintage voiced, yeah.
Very cool.
But like kind of hot, like sustainery, you know?
Love that.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And then this bridge is pretty interesting here. Is that something standard that comes on all?
It did have a maestro. It had like a maestro on it, but then it kept going out of tune, so I had him like machine me a brushed aluminum tailpiece. These are the rollers that are still on there from the maestro. They were like, so they could roll
across,
but I just put them on there.
Does it stay intonated pretty well?
It does.
Metal neck, it's not coming out or anything, right?
It does, but you have to watch the climate. You can't play this when it's cold out.
So no, we can't see him right now, but because your amps are kind of hidden, but you're running two JMPs and a diesel?
Two JMP Mark 200 watt lead series. One's a 76, one's a 77. I got a 1998 diesel
VH4. Yeah. All right, well, so that's pretty simple. You're running three amps. You got all the cabs here. Let's take a look at the pedals.
Okay.
All right, so here we are at your pedal board here, and you got to kind of split up into two different areas, it looks like.
Yeah, this pedal board over here controls this lap still right here.
Gotcha.
And so this is just a delay pedal, tuner, and an overdrive,
a little bit of drive.
A bi-pedal. Same thing over here, distortion pedal, booster. And just distortion, but then a booster makes it a little bit louder.
So just a clean boost, basically?
Yeah, well, no, it has gain on it.
A little gain, too?
Gain's rolled down pretty considerably, but so I just use it as a boost. And then this is a phaser pedal, and then you got a DD6, it's a delay, noise gate, and
then decimator.
Polytune TC Electronics tuner, Ernie Ball Jr. volume pedal, and a bass wah. I like using the bass wah because the envelope's way more dramatic, and it also, you don't have to click it.
Like a better travel?
Yeah, just like, yeah. Whoa, it smells like a rubber band, like you're like
very
bending
cool.
like that. And you really get the dramatic effect out of it. And also, you don't have to click it. It's just like, you just touch it and it's
touch
working.
Touch it and it's on.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Very, very cool, man. So as far as like with your guitars, you guys, I know you're tuning down to as low as A.
Yeah.
What kind of gauges are you keeping on
60.
This? 60. Oh, no kidding, yeah. Really? Just keeping it real.
Yeah, 60 on the top. And then I was like 10, it's like a 10. Through 60, but you know, it's really like a 10 through 52 and you just throw a 60 on top.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's pretty easy. All right, man, not too crazy here.
Not too crazy. I mean, yeah. Bill's got the mothership over there, so you'll learn about that, I guess. Like.
Very cool, very cool. Yeah. Well, thanks for talking to us, man.
No
I really
thanks
appreciate
for having
it.
Me. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm gonna talk to some of the other guys and we'll be right back.
Yeah, no problem.
Cool, hey guys, now we're here with Bill. We're gonna try to get through his rig. Right now we're in the middle of a sound check, so stuff's kind of moving around and getting moved off stage, but he can talk us through it. I guess we'll start with guitars. This is what you played in soundcheck.
Yeah, this is my signature, my second signature with Gibson. It's called the Halcyon, and it is a gold burst modeled after like an old 72. I found an old picture of a really nice tobacco sunburst Les Paul custom. You know, with the binding and everything, I mean, it's a little bit different.
So if a fan bought this is exactly what they'd get?
You would, yeah.
Cool.
This is a prototype still, which the only difference is the back has, they can't paint them all like that and keep the price the same, apparently.
Sure.
So otherwise, they would all look like that. But, yeah, it's got my signature pickups in it by Lace, called the Dissonant Aggressors.
Is that like a more aggressive voiced pickup, or?
It's not as hot as, like, the Nitro Hemi, like I have in my Golden Axe Explorer signature model. I wanted something that, we play a lot of clean stuff. It also has this push-pull knob where you can switch this to a single coil.
Very cool.
Get a different, you're in the studio, you want to layer something, you want to quickly use a different tone, you can pull that up, mess around with that.
Good to go, yeah.
Yeah, and we do a lot of clean stuff, but I didn't want the super heavy aggressive. I mean, it is heavy, but I've got, some of the best amps in the world, so the amps give the, they give the clarity of the...
The tone, its voice, for sure, yeah.
This just helps. So
very, very cool, man. I love this. So I know you guys are tuned in super low. Brent set as low as A. Does that affect, do you have every guitar set up differently for different tunings, or?
Yeah, I mean, not completely. I'm trying to delve more into that just to get, we only drop the low string. So I might use 10 through 52 D'Addario's. And when we're in D standard, it's 52. We go to C, it's 54.
Gotcha.
We go to A, it's 56. Sometimes 60, actually. Use 60 once in a while.
And it doesn't feel floppy or anything like that? It keeps the tension?
No, even when I use a 52, it still feels pretty good. But I'm getting more used to the heavier gauge strings. Then you need to start cutting the nut to get the string to fit in there.
Yeah.
I made that mistake, put like 12s on, and I was like, man, the strings are so high because obviously you need to cut this down.
And, sure, absolutely. And I know we can't see your amps right now, but you're playing some pretty cool stuff back there.
They're right there, but
they're just kind of hidden back there. I got some photos of them, luckily.
Oh,
so,
okay, cool.
If you want to just kind of walk us through those.
Yeah, I've always been. I mean, we toured with Alice in Chains a few years ago, and Jerry Cantrell has always had an awesome tone.
Absolutely.
And his amps were always isolated. The cabinets were isolated backstage, so you'd be walking around backstage, and you walk up, and you could just hear just him playing guitar, and it sounded so damn good that I was like, Jerry, what? What's your secret? What are you playing through? And he was playing through Friedman amps.
Which he has a signature with him now, right?
He has a signature, which I just purchased one of those. And they're actually making me my own kind of hybrid model between a Steve Stevens and a Jerry Cantrell head. And I've also got an HBE 100-watt Friedman amp as well, which is like a really nice modified Marshall sound. It has like just a more of everything that makes Marshall sound so good.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I mean, I go through a lot of different amps. I mean, I still use a lot of Marshall stuff, like older Marshall heads, and I'm kind of leaning more towards these on this tour because they're just so clear, the clarity and the definition and they have more response. There's more bass tightness, tight ends. The gain knob on them, goes to 11.
Yeah, just, totally.
It's got more gain than I need, and that's what you want. You want to be able to have room to play around. You want something that's more clear. I mean, I like clarity without so much gain. I start taking away instead of just cranking up the gain on every amp and playing. Kind of mixing that EQ a little bit.
Tighten it up a little bit.
A little more mids in there to make it kind of stand out and take away a little of the gain and maybe a little more high end and.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta admit, I was blown away by the Jerry Cantrell signature at NAMM. It just, the gain is so tight and zippy. Like, it just has that metal thing that you want,
That's real
cool.
That's what I got going through this Friedman cabinet right here.
So you're running that through the Friedmans. And do you know what speakers are in here?
Yes, those are 65-watt Creambacks by Celestion.
Yeah, very cool speakers.
Which I exclusively use Celestion, always have since I was a kid. It's not that I don't like any other speakers, but
That's
what I'm used to.
Sure.
I think they sound great.
So Celestion's also in the orange cab?
Yeah, I think these are 30 watts, though.
And so which amp is powering the orange cabs?
The HBE is going through here, and the JJ head, the Jerry Cantrell, is going through that.
The Friedman. So you're pretty much getting all your heavy and distorted tones through the amps, and then affecting everything with a fractal, right? That's where you're running your effects
through? Yeah, I just started using a fractal. And I mean, it does way more than I need it to do. I mean, than I need to. I only use a couple effects here and there, but I'm slowly learning. Like, it's the way of the future. It's just like the amp modeling. It sounds so close to the real thing. They've got Friedmans in there. I mean, I can barely tell the difference.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. But using it for my clean sound at the moment, yeah, because Yeah, you can just kind of salt and pepper it with like a little more reverb here, and I mean basically any
anything you
can think
want,
of.
Yeah, and any pedal, really.
Any pedal combination, whatever. It does everything. So
with your cleaner stuff that you're playing with the Fractal, are you using that single coil pull pot or?
No, I haven't really messed with that yet live.
That's pretty cool. That's a nice little option to have.
Yeah.
So what kind of effects are you running through the Fractal?
I've got a little delay and chorus, rotary speaker.
Oh, that's cool. Leslie kind of vibe.
Yeah, I've got like a boost channel. I've got an octaver in there.
Oh yeah, here it is right here.
Yeah,
I guess
right
we can
here.
Take a look. Yeah, and I've got some photos so everybody can take a look. But also it looks like, so you're running some patches or you're playing some samples through.
Yeah, in between the songs, you know, when you're tuning or changing guitars, which, you know, someone wants to get a break and have a drink of water or something,
right.
Or beer or whatever you choose. I've got this Digitech Jam Man, like a looping station. And I found like years ago, we've always used samples in between songs to kind of break up the, I mean, when I play a concert, I want to get just pummeled by the band. Just
totally.
Like nonstop, aggressive, just nonstop music. I don't like when bands fuck around. And
you can hear them tuning. And yeah.
Hear them tuning or standing up there and telling the crowd what to do. And
buy merch.
Yeah, go buy some merch in the back or whatever. Like I like to have that ambiance of just a constant moving machine.
A vibe.
A vibe that you create. And you come out here and you just... People are just like taken aback, like, holy shit, they didn't stop once. So that's what I use this for, to
fun little trick.
All the samples run through there. And, you know, let's make different samples for different songs and stuff that kind of leads eerie stuff that leads into other things. And at the same time, you can switch out guitars and
gives
tune
you
up if you want.
Minutes to take
quiet.
A break.
And, you know, we got a great light show that kind of incorporates all the ambient sounds and stuff together and, you know, hopefully puts on a great experience for the people that are watching.
Yeah, absolutely, man. It definitely sounded cool during soundcheck. Well, I can't tell you how much we appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today. We're gonna find Troy and try to get through some bass gear, but
great.
Good luck. You guys are almost home. I know these guys have been on tour for a hot minute right
one
now.
More
you, one yeah. more day, huh? Congratulations. Enjoy your time off.
Excellent. Thanks for your
We'll
interest.
Catch you the next time.
Appreciate
yeah.
it.
All right, guys, there's a lot of commotion going on right now with all the other bands setting up. So we got Troy here with his number one bass here, and we're going to talk about that.
Okay.
And then we'll talk amps and pedals. But for now, this is sick, man.
Thank you. I'm
amps, a fan.
Pedals, and guitars. So the kind folks at Fender last year put out a signature series bass for me, and I was completely blown away that they even would want to do that with someone like myself. But beyond flattered, so we decided to go with the Jaguar. We simplified a bit. We took away these knobs here. We just kept this the same, simplified, and went with the Silverburst color scheme because Brent and Bill from Mastodon, they have a lot of Silverbursts, and they started on Silverbursts, so I always wanted to have something that would match them.
Yeah, sure.
So we went with this, and the Fender folks thought that it would be nice. They didn't have anything Silverburst and Jaguar. They do a lot of custom signature series P basses and jazz basses, so this would be something different for them. So we thought it would be great, and I absolutely love it.
Yeah,
so
it's
I'm
great.
Thrilled. And this is all my up-tuned part of our set, and then which is halfway through our set, we drop down to C, and I play a we drop down to A, and I use a Warwick custom Streamer Stage 2 bass guitar that Warwick made for me, and it's just a solid, beautiful instrument. So it's very, very round, and it handles the low tuning A stuff better than any other bass I've played. So I really love the Warwick.
Yeah.
And then we tune up to D, and I use a Zaun Sonus bass.
Very cool.
Which is new for me, but the kind folks at Zaun decided to ask me if I would try one, and I said yes because my friend Liam from Dillinger Escape Plan.
Sure.
Plays with one, and I played it, and it was very sexy while holding it, and it sounds great. And you know, if it looks good and sounds good, then hey, I'm stoked. I'm in favor of it.
So, are these standard Jaguar pickups, or did you pick something different?
Yes, they are standard.
Very cool, man. That's
so
great bass. So, if one of your fans were to buy this signature, they'd get exactly this, what you play
yeah,
every
yeah,
night.
Yeah, this is it.
Very
and,
cool.
And they also, this is the Fender model. They made a Squire model as well.
Cool.
Which is just a bit cheaper. And I also play that sometimes in the set too because I can't tell the difference.
That
like,
good?
I think it's a great bass, for $300, I it's I sound like a salesman here, but I'm not trying to be.
Sure.
I think they made a great bass.
They did a good job.
And I'm proud that they asked me to be a part and have my name on it. So.
Yeah, that's very cool.
So those are the different basses for different tunings. And I run a clean amp and a dirty amp. Right now, my clean amp is a Ampeg SVT VR. And my dirty is the new Mesa Boogie amp. It's called the Strategy. It's this tube, massive tube amp. So I love those. Kind of my rule of thumb with pedals, basses, amps, cabinets, I have to love it. And if I love it, then I'll play it. And if I play it, then I own it. So it all comes together. And like anything that I have, I'm really proud of and I enjoy playing.
Sure.
And my cabinets that I have, I've had them for 10 years. They're the old Road Ready Mesa Boogie cabinets. They don't make that particular shell anymore, but they're fucking workhorse.
Yeah.
And one's an 810, one's a 412, and I'm happy with it. So, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. So I've just been plugging through those things for the past 10 years.
And it works. It works, so. Man. And it looks like your pedal setup wasn't too super
pedals,
complicated either.
I own about 80 or 90 pedals at home. Those are my toys. And when we go to record, it's very fun to go through them and find interesting sounds. But for the live environment, I just go with what I, you know, with what I just, for the live environment, it's simple. I use a TC Electronics tuner, and the TC Electronics makes it's called the Corona Chorus pedal. I think it's a very beautiful sounding Corona Chorus. And my distortion of the month is, it's made by a company called Ren and Cuff, and the pedal is called the Tall Font Russian, and it's modeled after the old green Big Muffs.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And I use a Dunlop wah about 3 seconds in our entire hour and a half set, but,
but it's
it
on
needs
there.
To be
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
it
totally.
Needs to be, it needs to be heard. So my pedal setup is very simple in the live environment.
Very cool, man. Well, I can't tell you how much we appreciate you taking the time
awesome.
To talk with us today.
Thank you.
Congratulations on going home after a long tour. I know you're stoked on that.
We have 150 hours at home before we go to Europe for 34 days.
Man, that's cool. So who are you guys out in Europe with?
We're taking Big Business.
Big Business is awesome. Very
so.
Cool. Yeah, and then Kevlar Talk is on tour with these guys right now. I don't know if you're familiar with that band, but they're super awesome. If you like Mastodon, check them out.
Yep, they're incredible.
Been fun to tour with those dudes?
Yeah.
For sure, yeah.
Good old Norwegian fun.
Right on. Well, this is Perry with Premier Guitar. You guys stay tuned for other rig rundowns, review demos, all that fun stuff, and we'll catch you later. Bye.
Don't forget to sign up for PG Perks, your all-access pass to exclusive gear giveaways and discounts on PremierGuitar.com.